In some places, the entire chapter is chanted before the meal. And because this is the essence of Vedanta, the entire Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Vedanta, of that 15 chapter is the essence. So, what does the Upanishad do? It tells us what is samsara. And it tells us the method to remove samsara. And what is samsara? When we say samsara, it is the mental attachment to the world. That is samsara. Physical contact with the world will give you both pain and pleasure at the physical level. But the dukkha comes from pain and sukha comes from pain, which starts occupying your mind. And then your mind starts living, imagining, worrying, anxiety, all this is samsara. What follows mental pain, isn't it? That worry and anxiety. That produces impressions, vasanas. And that further produces impressions. From impressions you come to thoughts and action, again impression. This is called samsara. So this samsara has to be cut. And the samsara can be cut only by knowing the truth. And therefore, in this chapter, in the beginning, first he talks about that samsara. He explains the samsara, comparing it with the Ashwatha tree. In fact, this is coming from Kathopanishad and Mundakopanishad. Both places they use this analogy. In Kathopanishad it is called as Ashwatha tree. In Mundakopanishad it is called Pippala, people tree. Both are same. Basically, for example, Mundakopanishad says we are all compared to birds sitting on different branches of the Pippala tree, higher, middle and lower branches. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. And partaking of the fruits that come from the trees, which is Sukha, Phala and Dukkha Phala. And we are suffering. But we should be like a bird that is sitting and watching, not getting involved. So, this samsara was compared with this Ashwatha tree in the beginning of the chapter. And he said, the root above is Brahman. In other words, this samsara is a reflection of Brahman. Brahman is eternal, all-pervading, endless. This world is also made up of time, space and causation, which is eternal, all-pervading, endless. So this world is nothing but reflection of Brahman. So how do you know that? You have to start using your discrimination, analysis, and then you will be able to go from the surface to the sublime and draw the Brahman out of it, understand and realize that it is nothing but your Atman. So what he says is, this Ashwatha tree seems to be so big, so huge and continuing for so long is not something that is imperishable. It can be cut. But how can you cut it? You can only cut it with an axe of viveka. You have to inquire. But we blindly plunge into the context. And when you blindly plunge into the context, you create more impressions and then get caught in the cycle even more. So therefore he says, through inquiry. But when will you do inquiry? When you are calm. So therefore you need to develop vairagya. How will you develop vairagya? Again through little bit of inquiry. so much I've been running up this world, again and again I'm getting temporary pleasures, but why am I running thinking that it will give me permanent solution? So is it capable of giving permanent solution at all? So many people in the past and present are running, they've even acquired quite a bit of this world, still getting only temporary pleasures. Is it going to give that at all? So then, basic discrimination that one has to do is, what is permanent, what is impermanent? Having understood that, withdraw from the impermanent aspects of life and establish yourself more in the permanent aspects. Withdraw from the impermanent and establish more in the permanent. For that you have to develop certain good qualities. Right? And developing all these qualities, you start discriminating your contacts which are dharmic, then you will be able to cut through, not otherwise. So, he said, asanga shatrena dridena chitva. So, samsari tree, I'm not going too much into the details of the first two verses because we have done that very much in detail. So you can go back and listen to those lectures. The essence of it is, this samsara has come from Brahman. And it leads to more impressions which holds with tightly. And it's seeming very solid. But this solid seeming world is nothing more than a dream. Just like how the solid seeming dream for a dreamer has come from one maker's mind, this whole world has come from one Brahman. And therefore, you need to start using your discrimination. When I think that object is giving me joy, is it really the object that is giving me joy? If it is giving me joy, then it should give joy to everybody who contacts it. But there are people who run away from the object. Similarly, I am running away from certain objects because thinking that the object is giving me dukkha. If it is object that is capable of giving me dukkha, then everybody must be running away from that object. That is also not true. For a particular object, there are people running after, there are people running away. So then I understand that it is not the object that is giving me dukkha, or object that is giving me sukha, it is my mind. This analysis you have to do.
Okay.
So if it is the object that is giving me sukha, then it should be to everybody, like we discussed. If it is dukkha that is given by the object, then everybody must get the dukkha. That is not what is happening. Therefore, I must do this kind of analysis. So the more and more I bring the heat of knowledge, the solid seeming cold ice of samsara dissolves. That's the only thing. In short, why am I caught? I'm caught because I don't do the discrimination. So through the scriptures, the Guru is trying to make us exercise that. And that self is that which is making everything illumined. It is not an object of perception, but it is that makes you see, hear, smell, taste, touch. So you cannot attain that self by using your body, mind and intellect. Through the body you cannot find it, through the mind you can't find it, through the intellect you can't find it. You have to purify the body, mind and intellect. You must bring in sense control, mind control. After thorough purification and single-pointed focus, you will be able to get that. Because the stance the Upanishad takes is, it is a pure consciousness that comes in the form of reflected consciousness as so many beings and objects. The nature of pure consciousness is Sat Chit Ananda. Existence, knowledge and bliss. This world, when you analyze,